Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem. Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. Right. Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. Right. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners.
No prisoners.
1 minute, you're up half a million in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your Bentley. Are you with me?
Hello and welcome to Turner's Take Podcast. I'm your host, Craig Turner, author of the Turner's Take Newsletter, a broker here at StoneX. We work with OTC and swap markets, futures and options, cash consulting and cash contracts. We can do spec and hedge, work with farmers and users, traders in all these markets. If you have any questions for me and what we do here, happy to talk to you. If you're a client here and like what you hear, you want to put on something, use a different product line, explore a different possibility, let me know. If you want to check out the newsletter, you go to turnerstake.com and do that. If you like the podcast, please go to iTunes and give us a positive review. All my contact information is in the show notes, but you can always give me a call at 312-706-7610 or email craig.turner@stonex.com. So we're going to... It's been kind of a quiet week here. The markets have been in flux a little bit, but I work with a lot of people in the ag industry, a lot of farmers, and I think everyone's planting right now or revving up for it. So it's been a little quiet here this week. So let's talk about, we're in the spring, we're getting into planting. We're going to talk about the summer. I also want to talk about 2022. Prices also, not just old crop and new crop for 21, but then the new crop one more year out for 22. Just touch on the macro markets first. The macro economy looks good. I know there is some concern about COVID and cases going up, and I think Johnson and Johnson, you know, their COVID vaccine got halted for a little while because of clots, and there's a lot of things going on. But if you take a look at the economic picture, earnings are good, stock market's going up, inflation is a concern, especially the more stimulus we have. But that stimulus initially will probably be, if it's really spent on infrastructure and things like that, will probably be bullish for the market. And there is this expectation there's a lot of growth to happen as the world opens up more and more people get vaccinated, more people are free to travel, and there's not as much COVID restrictions. So you got to, looking at all that, I think you got to be more bullish than bearish on the macro side of things, which are good for commodity prices. And there is inflation risk out there, right? As we've seen with cryptocurrencies, not so much gold and silver. It seems that the inflation money has been going into crypto here. So that's been interesting too. When we had the subprime crisis, the inflation money went into gold and silver, and it just doesn't look like that anymore. But it'll probably be in commodities overall, which we have seen money and fund money coming into commodities, but also this crypto space. So that is the backdrop for which we're going to talk about the grain markets. Going forward, this is what I think is going to happen. We're going to be tight. We're in April. We'll plant a lot of acres. There's concern about drought. Planting should move along steadily because the ground conditions are good for planting. But, one of the problems there is, you know, it is a little bit drier out there. So planting will go fast. But then as soon as planting's done, we're going to need moisture to help this grow. Or we can get short on moisture pretty quick. The past couple of years, soil levels, the moisture for the soil and the subsoil, they've really been supercharged, and we don't have that room for error like we did in years past. Considering, you know, the acres were a little bit of a miss or lower than thought on the last acreage report, I'm sure we can add a million or two here and there, but it's not going to be 5 or 6 million. And, you know, you pretty much start off at what the acres are and what the trend line yield is, and you mostly bring down the stocks. It's rare to get like a perfect, you know, spring and summer where you can really blow out yields or do better than the trend line, or not by much. It's easier, or not easier. The range of going down, the potential to go down is greater than the potential of going up based on trend line yields. You can only, you know, if we're at a 180 for corn, maybe you can go to 185 if everything goes right for corn this year. But, you know, you can definitely go farther, you know, so it's five higher, but you can definitely go lower, you know, five lower or more on the corn yield if things don't go well. Same thing with soybeans. So that said, we need almost a record crop and close to some record yields just to stay tight as we are now. So for the next couple of months, we'll be buying bull call spreads in corn, wheat, and soybeans, probably using put spreads to finance them. If you like more of a speculative nature, or you want to, if you're a farmer, want to do some kind of courage calls, we were looking at $6 calls for December. I still like the spreads. If you want to sell corn up here, if you're a farmer, let's say an old crop, you can always buy a $6 call in July and sell it against it. There are a lot of ways to do it. I am more bullish than bearish. It's going to be wild. We've been using the strategy of buying call spreads and selling put spreads. I still like that just because I know when we get these big corrections and huge volatility and we get back into the weather markets, which it's coming. Make no mistake about this. We're going to be hitting, I don't know if it's going to be May or June, but they're going to be Sunday nights where it's going to get wild. It just between the stock, how tight the stocks are, where the acres are, the forecast that we're looking at, the condition of the soil now, where it could be in the next month, we could have some interesting Sunday nights, late spring, early summer. So just knowing that in advance, I prefer using options. I prefer using limited risk. If we're talking about old crop, I still like old crop soybean oil. The crush is probably going to be lower. The NOPA was crush is a little bit lower, and that might be a function of there's not as many soybeans around. Or the price of feed is too high and there's more feed going to wheat or corn and or something else and not soybeans. And so if that's the case, then that just means that it's not going to be enough vegetable oil. It's not going to be enough soybean oil. So I still like old crop soybean oil. It's my favorite old crop. You can make the case corn could be right up there with it. Corn and old crop corn and old crop soybean oil. You know, some $6 July calls or $6, $7 spreads actually seem a lot more interesting and reasonable than they did a month ago. And maybe selling like a $5.55 put spread or something like that. You know, that's not a direct trade wreck, but I'm using that as an example of the kinds of things I'd be looking into, like buying the call spreads, selling the put spreads, knowing that you have a limited amount of risk. And if we get just a crazy weather summer, you know, who knows where these things can go. Same thing with new crop corn. 520 for new crop corn is probably a good value point until the weather gets worse or we don't have as many acres as we think, or until the weather markets start. It just seems that China needs corn. Cash prices in South America are high. The second crop for Brazil is not doing well. I've seen some kind of crazy rumors here about the losses Brazil might face on that second crop. We'll see. I mean, this time of year is a little bit of a funny season when it comes down to South American forecasts. You know, anyone can get on the horn and, you know, start saying the sky is falling down there. So we'll see. But there is this thought that the world still needs grain, even at these prices, and that second crop in South America is probably likely going to come down. And if that's the case, then just makes this North American crop, United States, that much more important in such a tight stock year. And it's still thought the USDA is too low on exports and demand, and the spreadsheet, the balance sheets have to come in. So it's probably why when it comes to the new crop, what I'm most bullish on the new crop is corn. So I like new crop corn for the next couple of months. I like old crop soybean oil. The wheat market looks interesting. It definitely does, especially spring wheat and the dryness, and they could lose some acres and yield, and that's going to be tough. I do think the balance sheets for new crop will eventually favor Kansas City wheat over Chicago wheat, but the old crop doesn't. So we're just going to be patient with that and see how that turns out. But overall bullish. Now, if I'm trading on the spec side, or if I'm a farmer and I need to hedge, I'm looking at for corn. If I've already sold corn, I'm looking at buying back some of these calls through calls and spreads. If I have a lot of new crop on hand, which I really haven't had many targets on new crop, now is the time to take a look again at buying a $5.20, $6 call spread to sell into, right? Or maybe going out looking at the, I mean, if you're very bullish, you can even look into buying the $6 calls to sell into as a courage call strategy. Things could get wild this summer. We might not ever give above 5:30, right? But I think it's more than likely that we do just because of the potential for a weather market. But there are things to do because if we get a really big weather market late spring, early summer, it can be really hard to pull the trigger on new crop because no one knows where the prices are and it's wild and no one wants, as there's kind of a fear of missing out, not just on the farmer side, on the broker side or a podcaster or a guy who writes a newsletter. No one wants to be the person who sold or made the recommendation to sell a dollar earlier, right? So you try to sell as you go up because that's just good risk management, or you sell, old crop and leave new crop open, which is something that I've preferred to do. But there's all these options here. So I would definitely have some kind of call option in play. And then for the spec side, it really doesn't change my opinion. You want to have some kind of long exposure into the grain markets heading to the summer. So now one last thing, and then we're going to end it for the week here. I'm going to try to have a little bit of a shorter podcast is the 22. So right now we're trading, May and July, September for corn and soybeans. That's old crop months. For November, we get to new crop for soybeans. In December 21, we get to new crop for corn. A lot of strategies can be done and trading can be done for old crop and new crop based on those months. You start getting into 2022, like the spring and summer months, we're still in that new crop year. You get to December 22 for corn and November 22 for soybeans. We're now in the next crop year. What's going to be interesting is some of the prices. For example, I'm going to just use, I don't, I can spend all day talking about this stuff and I probably will with clients, but these 22, let's say we're at 470, which is pretty close last time I looked. It's hard, I think, to price anything that far out on the cash market for contracting. I don't even think you can do it. I don't think you can go that far out. And the futures are a little thin and the pricing isn't great. You can do it, but what's really interesting is the OTC market, like swaps and the accumulators that we've been looking at for DEES 22. So if you are a farmer, and I know I've talked to some of you already about it in just this week, but here's the thing. Next year, these prices most likely are going to bring out a ton of acres, not just in the United States for the following year. So I don't think we get all the acres that we originally thought we were for this season. But if prices are this high and prices go high this summer, we're going to bring out acres for next year. In a big way, and not just in the United States, around the world, South America, Ukraine, Russia, Europe, wherever you can, can plant. If you just take a look at the prices of grain around the world, it's very, very high, and it's not just the United States. And that's, we saw that in 2011, 2012, 13, what these prices can do. So if these 22 corn is 470, and let's say we get to 480 on, let's say July goes up 50, 60, 70 cents. That brings DEES 21 new crop up, let's say 25, 30 cents. That brings DEES 22 up 10 or 15 cents. And all of a sudden, DEES 22 is, let's say, 480 or 485. The accumulators and using the swap market for structured products, and this would be for farmers on a hedge account, that have a OTC account with us, which you can definitely link to and use through your futures account for a farm. You could probably use an accumulator to get, and I'm talking like 5, 10, 15% of production of these 22 corn over $5. And while you look at old crop and new crop and say, well, you know, that's not a deal. When you consider what if we and what if we have an okay crop this year, which I think we will, and we get the acres that we think we're going to get, I don't know, having 5 or 10% sold or in the swap market, which can be turned into futures, they're fungible. You can price out some of those prices for these 22. And I can go through Nov 22 in another point, or you can call me about it. So it's not something where I've been like, you know, we need to do the whole entire production. But for clients I work with that are open to the swap market, you get a lot better, I think, in my personal opinion, you get better pricing, better margin. And there's a lot, and for 5 or 10% of the crop for 22 production, guess, I mean, it's always a guess, but we're gonna see, I personally think we're gonna see a ton of acres for the next cycle. And who knows? I mean, there were a ton of acres that went in 2012 and then we had a drought. But I mean, what are the odds are that we have a ton of acres, not just the, you know, next year and then have a drought? Could always happen. So we always say 5 or 10%, but it could be if we have a regular season next year and corn's at 90 plus million acres and the rest of the world is expanding and Ukraine and Russia and China has more corn and South America is always, it seems like they're always expanding acres. You know, it's, there's a saying, high prices cure high prices and low prices cure low prices, right? So we're in a high prices cure high prices mode here for probably the next 6 to 12 months. So if we're thinking as far out as these 22, and I know that's 20 months away, but if you're a businessman, businesswoman, you're a farmer, you run a big operation, it's something to consider here. And something that we can do doing forward. So if you're a client of mine or you're interested in OTC, now it does, it, you know, there are certain financial requirements, but I mean, if you're farming 1,000 acres or more and as a true hedge, it is definitely something that's probably open to you and you want to take a look at. So give me a call and let me know. I'm gonna wrap this up now, but just a repeat, things look friendly on the macro market. I like old crop for the futures market in old crop. I like old crop soybean oil. I like old crop corn. If you want to go over any strategies, let me know. Otherwise, I can put them out in Turner's Take next week. For new crop, I like corn the most. And then for 22, for the farmers and hedgers out there, I do think it makes sense to look at 5 or 10% of production. Not right now. I'm talking late May, early mid June. In July, you know what I'm talking about, those big rallies. And those big rallies, if we get them, can if we get them, there's no guarantee there, but if we get them, it's going to drag some of these 22 contracts, like these 22 corn, could drag it either 2.5 or close to it. And then if you're using the swap market and using something like an accumulator with no knockout, by the way, you know, you can have some pretty advantageous prices there. So listen, that is it. I hope everyone had a great week. We'll all talk next week. If you're out there farming and planting, good luck. If you're a spec trader, there is some excitement coming down the pipe here this summer. The move most likely is not over, and I will talk to you all soon. And if you are a farmer, and want to talk about OTC and swaps, I am licensed. It is a big part of StoneX, and we can talk about that too. All right. Have a great week, everyone. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
This material is conveyed as a solicitation for entering into a derivatives transaction. This material has been prepared by a Daniel's trading broker who provides research market commentary and trade recommendations as part of his or her solicitation for accounts and solicitation for trades. Daniel's Trading, its principals, brokers, and employees may trade in derivatives for their own accounts or for the accounts of others. Due to various factors such as risk tolerance, margin requirements, trading objectives, short-term versus long-term strategies, technical versus fundamental market analysis, and other factors, such trading may result in the initiation termination or liquidation of positions that are different from or contrary to the opinions and recommendations contained therein. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future performance. The risk of loss in trading futures contracts or commodity options can be substantial, and therefore, investors should understand the risks involved in taking leveraged positions and must assume responsibility for the risks associated with such investments and for their results. You should carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your circumstances and financial resources. You should read the risk disclosure accessed at www.danielstrading.com. Daniel's Trading is not affiliated with, nor does it endorse any trading system, newsletter, or similar service. Daniel's Trading does not guarantee or verify any performance claims made by such systems or services.